Another option was, however, opening up. Hitler had told his generals in the summer of 1940 to prepare for an attack on the Soviet Union the following spring. This meant that millions more Jews would fall into German hands. And for years, Soviet Jews had been seen by the German leadership as the carriers of Bolshevism. The elimination of the Soviet Jews was regarded, therefore, as a crucial part of the war against what the Nazis called Jewish Bolshevism, a war that Hitler labelled in March 1941 a war of annihilation. In the winter of 1940-1941, Himmler and Reinhard Heydrich, the head of the security police, were already contemplating the prospects of what they were now calling a final solution to the Jewish question. This envisaged deporting European Jews to settlements in the Arctic wastes of a conquered Soviet Union once the war in the East was won, and that was expected to be within a few months. There, they would die out through starvation, exposure, disease, and exhaustion. The so-called Jewish Bolshevik intelligentsia in the Soviet Union would meanwhile be liquidated in the wake of the invasion. But since the Soviet Union couldn't be rapidly conquered, the projected territorial solution swiftly became impossible. On the other hand, the mass killings of Jews once the invasion had started soon escalated drastically in numbers. At first, mainly male Soviet Jews were shot in their thousands. In July and August, Himmler provided clarification for police leaders whose units had been greatly expanded in number and who were already starting to kill Jews in greater numbers. Now, plainly, all Soviet Jews were to be exterminated. The numbers shot up dramatically and now included women and children. Total genocide was taking place among Soviet Jews, although it hadn't yet been extended to European Jews.